from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We've got Justin Harrison from the Money Podcast in the studio, and he's going to chat to us and answer some of the questions that we might have around this.
Firstly, congratulations. It's a great podcast.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. It's been four long seasons getting started, but we're finding our feet, and the audience is finding some great content out of it, and we're very proud of the product that we're putting out.
You should be, because it's excellent. They're covering such cool stories. I remember the first one on the new season was sort of right around the time we started the show, and you were talking about private schools and, you know, whether or not they're worth the fees. And it's just such great conversations. But today, buying your first home, I mean, it's a major step for people.
Yeah, so I mean, I've got some very, very, very controversial views on buying property. I've always been a big property investor. A lot of people don't like what I have to say about buying property because, you know, it's not the popular opinion. I think people need to be very, very careful when buying their first properties. I don't think most people understand the commitment they're making. It's a long commitment, especially if you're taking a bond. It's a 20-year commitment at the very least. On top of which, people don't understand all the costs associated with it, especially fluctuating interest rates. On top of which, and this is something that is probably the most controversial thing I've ever said about property, which people don't always get, which is that your primary residence is not an asset. It is a liability. It is net cash flow out, which means that when you buy a property to live in, it's basically money out the door every single month. Mm. So my advice to young people trying to get onto the property ladder is if you have the means and you have access to finance for the first time, my advice is to try and get into properties that you can ideally invest into that's going to bring you a return. That is the best way to get into the property market. The commercial aspect of the way property is structured to selling you the dream of living in a box. And the truth of it is most people are going to move boxes many times in their life. And 20 years is a long commitment. And people, especially from the traditional finance space, don't like what I have to say because it goes against selling home loans. It goes against selling home insurance and all the products out there. But here's the thing. I've come from nowhere. I've built myself up from nothing. So I speak from everybody's perspective when I say I've made the mistakes. My parents told me a home is an asset. The first thing you need to do when you start working is to go buy a home. And it set me back years in my financial journey.
That's fascinating.
Can I just ask, or like maybe even disagree when it comes to what you're saying about the home being an asset as opposed to a liability? I think there should be a distinction between an investment and an asset, because as much as you're spending money and it goes out, the fact that you're living in that home, you're actually getting something back from it. So I think in terms of it being an asset, you are getting some value from it, but it's not an investment that you can make money from or see growth in, especially when you sell it, of course. Then
you can make the same argument about a car. You can say you're sitting in a car and you're getting something from it, but the truth of it is it's depreciating and it's costing you money.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about a home, especially if you're paying interest on a home loan. It's costing you money, and especially the fact if it's an older home, you're looking at about somewhere between an order of 2-5% in maintenance cost per year. If it's a newer home and you're not doing improvements, about 1% per year. Then take into account the running costs, right? Sometimes for a younger person, it's often a much better decision to rent for longer. Save up a bigger deposit, spread that deposit and leverage it into investment properties. So whilst I absolutely hear the sentiment of what you're saying, from an accounting perspective, yes, it is an asset. From an accounting perspective, it is an asset. The accountants, I hear you guys, it is an asset.
There you go.
From an investor's perspective, it is a liability. It is a net outflow of cash.
Mm.
So Justin, what is the easiest way to purchase your first property?
Look, the first thing is to make sure that you have a really good credit record. And now this sounds like silly advice, but by making sure you have the best possible credit profile, you're going to get the best possible finance deal. You're going to pay the lowest amount of interest. This is the number one thing you need to do. Make sure you pay the lowest amount of finance. The second thing you want to do is make sure that you get some equity in the deal. You want to make sure that you save up a sizable deposit, right? And then the other thing I wanted to say is make sure you look ahead beyond the current market. So, you know, if we go back 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months, everybody's saying, huge interest rate cuts, the interest rates are low, now's the time to buy. And I said, guys, be careful. the historical interest rates in South Africa is a lot higher than where it is right now. And you need to budget accordingly. 20 years is a long time. So budget on a higher interest rate. Save up and make sure that your affordability is for a higher interest rate. Make sure you have breathing room. Make sure you have breathing room for expenses that creep up when the pool pump stops working, when windows need replacing. When those expenses creep up on you, make sure that you've got the budget to do it.
To that point, and anticipating sort of, you know, if my interest rate goes up a percent and a half, yep, how much difference is that going to make, kind of thing? And you're just talking historically, rates have been much higher than they are at the moment.
Yep.
In the last couple of months, I mean, we have seen repo rates push up and so on. Is it advisable to avoid buying now? Is it, you know,
such a great
no
question.
Time like the present? Which way do you lean
such
on that?
Such a great question. So first of all, let's just talk about a home that currently costs about 2 million rand. If you bought when the interest rates were low to where they are right now, the last couple of months, you're talking about a 3,000 rand per month movement plus on your repayments. That's a considerable amount of money just on interest rate movements.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first thing I want to point out. The second thing is, in terms of when is a great time to buy, again, me being the contrarian, giving the advice, the best time to buy is when the interest rates are high. And here's why. This is about supply and demand. When there is less money going around in the market, when money is harder to come by, the price of houses becomes cheaper. That means that the sellers have to compete for the buyers, not the other way around.
Got you.
When the interest rates are low,
then everyone wants to buy.
Then everyone wants to buy, and suddenly that's actually the worst time to buy. So the advice, go buy when the interest rates are low, is actually the worst advice ever.
There's an interesting point. I never thought about it like
Me
that.
Neither.
Because,
Me
you
neither.
Know, when the rates are low, everyone's like, oh, now's a great time to go and buy a house.
No.
Because people aren't looking at it as an investment.
Yeah.
People are looking at it purely from the sentiment.
So I just also have a question. So let's say that you as a young person, you get onto the property market by buying property as an investment that you don't live in.
Yes.
And then you're renting somewhere else. But then,
yes,
you know that thing of, why are you paying off someone else's bond? Isn't that then a waste of the money that you could be putting into...
Yes and no. You must remember there's a certain degree of flexibility that comes with renting. You can change fairly quickly according to your lifestyle. As a young person, chances are your career is going to change. You're going to move jobs. You're going to need to move quickly. And along with that comes choices that you need to make. And moving houses and selling houses can often land up costing you a lot of money, especially if there's finance involved, you owe money. It can land up really setting you back financially. And in most of the times, if you're the first 5 years into bonding a property, you're probably going to end up costing yourself money. And so my advice to people is to stay as flexible as possible when you early on.
I think that's a very interesting way to look at it. And I also think it's sort of an historical hangout. South Africa has a big, you know, culture of home buying and home ownership.
Yes.
And that's a thing we do historically as a nation. And other places in the world, especially where property is tight and everyone lives in apartments in Europe and America and so on, lots of people rent and lots of people will only ever rent. And I think it's not the case here necessarily.
And Martin, I just want to say one other thing. I think there's another side to things. You can buy a property, right? And you could rent out rooms in your property. You, as a youngster, you know, there's ways to make a property work. You don't have to just rent. There are ways to live in a property and make it work.
Yeah.
But you have to think about this idea of simply the white picket fence.
Excellent. Justin, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and your alternative points of view.
My pleasure.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah. I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.